That's all right, no problem.
Just to start off with the biggest breaking news, Charlton have sacked the manager. I suppose this is sort of expected, to be perfectly honest.
Yes, it's no surprise. Obviously, brought in as the interim head coach back on Halloween was his first game. I think he's won two in about 14 games in that time, and it's clearly not good enough. And I think last night's mauling really by Huddersfield was the final straw for him. That was his last chance, and he completely blew it.
I think the writing was on the wall a little bit. I was there at the game, and he never came to do any press with anyone, and that's always a surefire sign that it's not going quite well for the manager.
Yeah, no, I was there as well. I was waiting around for him to come out and do an interview, and we were waiting, and then yeah, sure enough, he never turned up, and then his assistant didn't come either. He was the Carol Fry asked Jason Yule not to go out and do it, and so we were only able to interview the goalkeeper Stephen Henson. He was the only one who faced up to the press, and I think. You know, Carroll, I think, already knew by that point that he was going to be relieved of his duties, and I think he just didn't want to have to face the press after that.
I can understand that. I mean, looking at that game last night, I wouldn't even say, from a Huddersfield Town point of view, that was one of the best games I've seen under David Fagner. I just couldn't understand how a team that managed to sit back conceded five goals. I couldn't quite believe that.
Yeah, it just shows how the lack of organisation you're going to see from Charlton at the moment, especially under Fry, unfortunately. But even under Luzon, it wasn't much better. The defence has been pretty awful now for the majority of the season. And mistakes, absolutely gifted probably all five goals to Huddersfield. They didn't have to work very hard to get those five goals. And even Town, I know they're a bit resurgent at the moment, but they hadn't been playing that well this season, and they got a chance to knock five past the team that quite simply laid down and die.
And what did you make about one of the players reimbursing the fans that came up to see the game? Because it's a long trip up from Charlton to Huddersfield on a pretty cold and miserable night on a Tuesday as well.
Yeah, it was a long old trip. I think it was 164 Charlton fans who made it. It's an unusual step. Often you'll hear fans crying, "Oh, you should give them their money back and all that." When there's a heavy defeat like that, but I think obviously you can't do it every game. But I think Johnny Jackson is quite wise. The captain who offered to reimburse, and he knows that the bond between the fans and the players is very important for the morale of the playing squad. They need the fans on their side, and I think that's why Johnny Jackson has done that. He knows that he has to try and get the fans back on side, because with this terrible run they've been on, the performance they turned in last night, they're at risk of losing the fans, and that's why Johnny Jackson's done that, to try and keep them on side.
Well, we've seen a lot of the fans in voice protesting outside of the ground, and we've seen this over the last couple of weeks, and it's only really come onto the radar of a lot of people of the problems at Charlton. But how long has there been some unrest, and how long have these problems been going on for, in your opinion?
Well, Roland du Châtelet bought the club. He's a Belgian, I think he's a billionaire, just over 2 years ago now. And he made himself instantly unpopular by selling popular players like Jan Kermigan, Dale Stevens, all went. Then he sacked Chris Powell, who was a legend at Charlton, bought in an unknown manager, Jose Riga, and then Jose managed to keep Charlton up and the fans were happy with him, but then he didn't renew his contract at the end of that season. He brought in Bob Peters, who did incredibly badly. There's talk about bad signings being made, a lack of investment at first, but then the sort of signings being made that just don't have the sort of championship nous or experience that was needed. And I think in terms of mass protests, I think the first one we saw was a couple of months ago before a game against Sheffield Wednesday, and over the last couple of weeks when it became it was announced the owner has completely ignored an approach from a former CEO who was looking to broker a deal between someone he knows and the owner to try and get some investment into Charlton and to buy the club out. The fact he completely ignored that approach, and I think that just intensified the protest now, and it's becoming the fans are just trying to force this owner out of the club.
I mean, we've seen a lot of the what's been happening in the Championship. Anyone can usually beat anyone, but is this a write-off season now for Charlton? Is there still a lot to fight for, or is relegation well and truly on the cards now?
Based on the performances I've seen this season, I think I can't see any way out of it. There are only 3 points away from safety, which is unbelievable, really. It says a lot about how many other teams have been struggling a bit this season as well. So it would need a lot of signings to sort this problem out. My gut feeling is I don't think they're going to materialise those signings. I think maybe one or two more, but that's not going to be enough. You know, the players seem completely demoralised now. I honestly can't see a way out of this, especially with, I mean, I don't know if you've been following the breaking news this afternoon, but Charlton, after they sacked the manager, they were due to get one in from one of the other clubs in Roland's network. He owns a network of European clubs. There was a manager from Hungary, a Serbian manager in the Hungarian league, and even he's turned Charlton down. So you know they're going to have to start again now, looking for a new manager, and they've sacked an interim coach, and now they've got another interim who's going to have to take over on Saturday, which was his assistant.
Well, it does seem to be coming a little bit of a circus now with everything that's happening there. But in terms of a happy ending for it, I mean, obviously Chris Powell was sacked from Huddersfield Town, but he still garnered a lot of the respect from Town fans, even though he was sacked. Do you ever see him returning maybe to the Valley at some point?
He was asked the same question. He was on the Football on Five show on Channel 5. He was asked the same question, I think it was last week or the week before. And he said possibly, but I think, you know, realistically, he'd be mad to come back and try and work with this owner whose way of working is just completely different to his. And he, I can't see him coming back under this owner, that's for certain.
Well, Lou, thanks a lot for joining us here on the Press Room.
No problem.